This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Hennin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here we go, hour number two. Here's what I tell everyone. Born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
Welcome to another hour of What's on Your Mind, 7 past the hour.
It's a big old land with countless dreams.
Protests continue across the Mideast after a hospital blast.
This ain't out of reach.
That fake news reported was the responsibility of the Israelis. Now there's actual video footage out showing where the rockets were launched from behind and where it lands at the hospital. So the record is black and white right now. And as President Biden said earlier, done by the other team. Interesting that use a sports analogy for the war in the Middle East. There's also a second vote to elect the next House Speaker that is taking place shortly, and we'll keep tabs on that if that happens during the show.
Oh, great.
You looking forward to this, are you, Kev?
If a vote meant an answer, yes. If a vote means maybe an answer and maybe not, and we might meet again, and then we'll meet again, and then we'll have a break, and then we'll come out and vote again, and that won't really mean anything either, but it might get something.
Oh, it's exhausting.
I don't know how my head isn't exploding watching this.
By the way, Fox is reporting that at least four of the Jordan holdouts from yesterday are still planning to oppose him.
Just
if that's true, that's enough to block him again. So
what's the point then?
Yeah.
Who do you want? All right, write a name down, put them all in a hat, and draw one. I'm at this point, the world's on fire, guys. Come on.
Before I get to our next guest, we're going to talk about the border and some alarming numbers there. I want to tell you about my friends at Swanson Hyperbarics. What do you think of the idea of slowing your aging? Recent studies show that hyperbaric oxygen therapy proves to be an effective, non-invasive, anti-aging treatment. So looking and feeling younger without having any procedures or surgeries. Again, the research showing that HPOT therapy positively affects the aging of blood cells, which can help provide many health benefits. Nothing else does that. Nothing else slows the aging of those cells. So stimulate growth of collagen, which can be beneficial for the repair of your skin, help smooth out lines and wrinkles. May not only help you look younger, it also feel younger by providing your muscles, your joints, your bones, your nerves with more oxygen and improved circulation. So go to SwansonHyperbarics.com and hear from a couple people that have done this and find out more, or give them a call and set up an appointment. 701-929-3930. 701-929-3930. Our next guest is the Numbers USA Vice President, Chris Chmielewski, with us today to talk about a piece of legislation that is very, very important to secure our border and improve our national security. Chris, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me on.
So I want to talk about national security threats just in the recent days. We have information from Customs and Border Patrol about Iranians and Syrians being captured, apprehended. For the Iranians deemed to be special interest aliens. Tell us what we know about the current situation, as in the last couple of days.
Yeah, and this is nothing new. We've had this ongoing border crisis now for 2.5 years, really, since the current administration took office back in January of 2021. And you know, what we're learning is that we continue to have a flow of special interest individuals who are crossing the border illegally. This is namely people who are coming from nations that we know either sponsor or look the other way when it comes to terror cells within their borders. So we continue to see some people coming across the border in recent weeks and days. But again, this is really something that has been ongoing for the last 2.5 years. And quite frankly, it's something that not only should every American be concerned about, but a little bit more concern coming from Congress. You were talking about the speaker race. Again, it's hard for Congress to act when they don't even have a speaker of the House right now. So.
Yeah, and you're right. This has gone on a long time. We've chronicled here. It is clearly the intention of the Biden administration for it to continue. But I would think if anything would wake people up, it'd be in the days after this Hamas attack on Israel, and you've got Iranians, all of a sudden showing up at the border in these numbers. What was the 19 Iranians, 17 Syrians, and as you mentioned, 4 of the Iranians, special interest aliens. So this is a 5-alarm fire as far as national security is concerned, isn't it, right now?
It really is. But, I know I've been sounding the alarm for at least the last six to 12 months on this. Border Patrol reported last year that there are over the last 2 years, there's been about 1.5 million gotaways. Those are individuals that are coming across the border. The people that you just detailed, the individuals that you just detailed, those are individuals that crossed the border illegally and actually got detained by Border Patrol officers or tried coming through a port of entry without authorization and got stopped by Customs and Border Protection. The gotaways, that 1.5 million number group, we don't know anything about those people. We know they crossed the border because we have it on camera, or they triggered a sensor, or they tracked footsteps, or some other methodology. So we know those people came across the border, but they didn't encounter anybody. They didn't come into contact with Border Patrol or Customs and Border Protection. So, and we know nothing about that group of people. And that group of people has been, we know they've been here for at least 6 months to a year, if not more. This is a very large threat to national security. You only need a small handful of that 1.5 million of these people that we don't know about, or the people that we do know about that fall into the special interest category or come from one of these terror sponsoring countries, in order to do harm here in the United States. So it should be concerning to the American people. It is concerning to House Republicans, at least most House Republicans, but we haven't seen much interest in doing anything regarding the border crisis over on the Senate side or from House Democrats at this point in time.
Yeah, which is really mind-boggling. And even polls showing that the American people believe that the border is in need of more security, more tighter measures, everything else. So the polling's not with them, but I guess there's just so much else going on that they in a media that doesn't exactly cover the, I mean, New York Times isn't, Washington Post, you got Fox and a handful of Newsmax and other media that are covering it, but the media coverage on this isn't what it should be, given the threat, is it?
It's not really. You have a little bit of coverage through some of the national publications. The New York Times did a decent job a couple of months ago covering some of the child labor issues that have resulted as a byproduct of the ongoing border crisis. And the numbers are reported, and they also mention the poll numbers that it's the one of the two areas where the Biden administration polls the worst amongst the American public. I think the president's approval rating for the border is somewhere in the 20-30% range. I'd love to meet 20% of Americans who think that the administration is doing a good job of handling the border crisis right now, but it's certainly, you're right, there are a number of center right to right leaning publications really are the only ones that are making consistent noise about this. But the lawmakers in Congress on both sides of the aisle are talking about it. The Republican solution has been H.R. 2, which is a comprehensive piece of legislation that would close all of the loopholes along the border, as well as end the administration's abuse of giving parole to people who enter the country illegally, which is their catch and release policy. and also require businesses to use E-Verify to ensure that some of these people can't obtain jobs here in the United States. But you haven't seen too many solutions from the Democratic side other than just simply throw money at the problem. And throwing money isn't the answer, because if you throw money at the solution, the Biden administration is just going to simply use that money to get people here even faster.
Yeah, I want to have you go into a little more detail on this piece of legislation, which, by the way, because of the whole speaker fight, lost an opportunity to go over to the Senate when it was about keeping the government open, and the Senate would have been forced to vote for this, and we could have had the best set of tools to stop the bleeding down there that we've had in a long time, but didn't happen because of the food fight over the speaker battle. And ironically, it was those that didn't want Speaker McCarthy that ended up torpedoing it, believe it or not. People that have been complaining about the border. Anyway, more of what's in it when we come back. Brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation. Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? 50,000 employees, roads, bridges, schools. It's true. Find out more at NorthDakotaPetroleum.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibility.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Navigating the complex world of Medicare can be challenging, but you don't have to go it alone. The North Dakota Insurance Department offers free and unbiased Medicare assistance to all North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Counselors are available to assist with forms, claims, coverage options, appeals, and more. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
Think about this winter. You're going along, snow blowing, and then you hit that uneven sidewalk or a large crevice in your driveway. The blower hits you right in the gut, and your hands hurt. Have you had enough?
Ramjack North can help. Level that concrete and put an end to your pain. Contact us now for a free estimate and to learn more at pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com. And have an easy winter.
H.J. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.J. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Great deal for you from our friends at Pucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy. Looking at a Chevy Silverado 1500 LTZ. This is 2019. And it is loaded up, satin steel metallic exterior, jet black, perforated leather, appointed seat trim on the inside. It's got about 106,000 miles on it, but you can get this for $34,000 today at Puckledge Valley City.
That's the way to buy a truck.
Isn't it, though?
That is the way to buy a truck. It's nothing. For mileage, that's nothing on those rigs.
No, exactly right. Compared to, obviously, you know, here's another one. It's 2017 Chevrolet Silverado 1500 High Country. So the High Country is really loaded up, right? That one's got 75,000 miles on it. Buy it for $36,000 today. So, and they've got 2015 for $2,100, a 2500 HD. 2015, that one will pull some load. So great selection of pre-owned trucks right now. PuckledgeValleyCity.com. Check it out or stop by and see them. 721 West Main Street, Valley City. Or call them at 845-3071. Continuing our chat on the border situation with Chris Chmielewski from Numbers USA, Vice President. Give a little plug for Numbers USA. You guys always do a very good job of keeping track of what is happening to hopefully awaken folks. But tell us a little bit about the organization before we talk more about HR2.
Sure. Thanks for that. Well, we're the nation's largest grassroots advocacy group focusing solely on the issue of immigration, and we're fighting for a policy that puts the national interest first, supports American workers, considers the needs and issues of facing American workers first, and also ensures that we maintain our quality of life that Americans have become so used to having over the last couple of over the last half century, really.
You told us last segment some staggering numbers that a House Judiciary Committee found between January 21 and March of 23, just a little over 2 years, there were over 5 million illegal alien encounters. And there's also the gotaways, that's over a million. Do these people get jobs? And who hires these people? I mean, when you talk about America first, as far as employment is concerned, That wouldn't be a concern if employers were not hiring illegal immigrants. Are they, and how are they?
Well, they are, and I'm going to add one more number onto that. There's about 850,000 people who enter the country legally on a temporary visa but then overstayed their visa during the last fiscal year. So many of those individuals are still here in the United States as well. So we're talking about more than 6 million people over the last year and a half, 2 years or so. That have made their way to the United States above and beyond our normal legal immigration flows. So to your question, it's a little bit of yes and no. So some of the people who have entered the country illegally, have been granted certain types of parole by the Biden administration, which I could get into more detail later, but, essentially it's an executive authority that's been given to the administration. And then once they grant somebody who's in the country illegally parole, they can also offer them a work permit. So some of them are actually here illegally, but are authorized to work and then are obtaining jobs through the normal channels. Others who are not receiving those work permits, they're going to find a number of unscrupulous employers across the country who are willing to hire people who are in the country illegally and not authorized to work here in the United States. Unfortunately, that's just the current state of the American economy, the U.S. economy, is that we do have employers willing to do that. That's why Numbers USA, one of our top priorities when it comes to stopping illegal immigration is to require employers to use the E-Verify system, which has been around really since the late 1990s. About a dozen and a half states across the country already require some or all employers within their state to use this system. So more than 50% of new hires across the country are already being run through it. It's not a perfect system. Some people can still get through the system, but for the most part, it's gonna cut back on most illegal hiring throughout the country. And we just recently saw Florida pass legislation that requires employers within the state of Florida that have 25 or more employees to start using E-Verify. So that's gonna be a focus for us coming up in 2024. But Congress can also require employers to use E-Verify, and that's one of the provisions that's in HR 2, their Secure the Border Act.
Yeah, again, House has passed this. This is now up to the Senate. obviously, it's going to be difficult in the Senate, but the more we hear these numbers, hopefully better. What else is in it? I mean, I've heard it's the best border security in a century. So what will it do? What happens if it passes?
There's a couple of issues that have been, a couple of loopholes that have really been taken advantage of by the people who are trying to enter the country illegally, the drug cartels that are really directing everything behind the scenes on the Mexican side of the border, as well as some officials within the Biden administration. One of them has to deal with this issue of asylum. So here in the United States, we have an asylum law that roughly mirrors international law when it comes to granting asylum to asylum seekers or giving status to refugees. And essentially what that is that if you fear persecution back in your home country at the hands of your government because of certain circumstances, usually religious views, political views, social membership in a group, things like that, then you can receive asylum status. But the process to receive asylum here in the United States is if you enter the country illegally, all you have to do is claim that you have a credible fear. And that credible fear claim cannot be challenged by the border officials. And as long as you make that credible fear, you will get put into asylum proceeding. And because we have such a lengthy backlog in the courts for these asylum cases, you know, it's 6-7 years before you get before a judge. So a lot of people, even though they will eventually be found not to be eligible for asylum by a judge, a lot of them are using that credible fear loophole just to get their foot in the door. Another one of the loopholes is the one used by family units. So this is if you have an adult parent or family member, or just simply an adult in some cases, come across the border with somebody under the age of 18, then those people, they either need to be separated, the adult put into an adult detention facility with the child turned over to Health and Human Services, or you just completely need to release the adult unit or the family unit into the interior of the United States. And because the administration doesn't want to separate the parents from the adults, what they're doing is they're just simply releasing people. So it would create, it would allow for family detention centers so you can keep the family unit together while they're awaiting what's going to happen to them from the Department of Homeland Security. It also addresses the same sorts of issues that we see with unaccompanied alien children that come across the border illegally. And then lastly, I mentioned the E-Verify mandate, so that's another significant provision. But lastly, what it's going to do too is what the administration is doing is when people cross the border illegally and they're not entirely sure what to do with them, they just release them into the interior of the United States and give them parole. It would remove that parole authority.
I would hope so. My gosh. Yeah. What I heard there was just a lot of common sense.
Yeah.
Much of which, by the way, was the law of the land under Donald Trump when we didn't have this illegal immigration invasion that's happening. Glad you're on top of it. And now we need some chess in the Congress to get it in front of Biden. That's for sure. Numbers USA. We appreciate the work you're doing, Chris. Thanks for the time.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
In college, you're standing at the doorstep of your life. With classes in engineering, philosophy, nursing, and more, you have the whole world at your feet. But at the University of Mary, we don't just get you ready for your career. We get you ready for your life. Because you were made for more.
USA News Update. Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan will see his next vote for Speaker of the House at 11 a.m. today after he failed to get a majority. New York City Mayor Eric Adams warning it's only a matter of time before asylum seekers will be sleeping on the streets. Adams once again calling for federal help with the migrant crisis. The president is on its way to make a wartime visit to Israel. This right after a deadly blast at a Gaza hospital that killed hundreds. Palestinian officials blame Israel, but the Pentagon said it is not clear who's responsible. A teenage girl is dead after suffering a medical episode and falling onto subway tracks in Queens. The operator of the train pulled the emergency brakes, but was unable to stop. Corey Myers, USA News.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by PetroServe USA, home cook and grab-and-go convenience for you. Today, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, a couple of choices. Sloppy Joe's, that sounds good. Or Swedish meatballs. Lasagna with garlic bread at the 12th Avenue I-29 location of PetroServe USA. Also lasagna downtown Fargo, NP Avenue. Salisbury Steak in Glendon. Orange Chicken in Yulin. 45th Street Orange Chicken. And then Castleton Swedish meatballs today. PetroServe USA. Home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. I just saw this story about tipping and a poll that says 3 in 4 Americans think tipping is out of control. So if you're having a little tipping phobia, that's why you go have some home cooking and grab-and-go convenience right there at PetroServe USA. You get that big meal, take it to go, no tip. Don't have to worry about it. Not asking for a tip there. Do you feel pressure to tip?
No, I just always tip. I mean, I don't feel pressure to do it. I want to do it.
When
the service is good, the tip is better. If the service is absolutely awful, you know, then not so much. Yeah, we always try. And
this report is new. It says that.
Yeah, I get it though.
Tipping culture found 59% of Americans are experiencing tipping fatigue.
Yeah. Well.
So, I didn't know, it's amazing the things they study right now, but this is a new report on tipping culture. 59% of Americans tipping fatigue.
You're right about PetroServe, though. Boom. Grab the Swedish meatballs and go.
Yeah, well, I don't understand. Sometimes, like, if you go to some burger joint and you take a burger to go.
Yep.
When you check out, they'll tell you, you know, here's your choices of tipping.
Yeah, or none.
Yeah. You could say none, yeah, but yeah. Isn't that kind of odd that you're being asked to tip when you're picking something up for takeout?
Well, I mean, ask for the order, you know. These folks are trying to make some money. You know, and it, cause and effect, if you don't tip and we don't raise the wages of our servers, we're not going to have servers and you're not going to have the ability or going to have anybody serving you anything to tip for. I mean,
I found myself post-COVID when a lot of restaurants were struggling to find people.
Yeah,
that you were
still
so
are.
You were so glad that you got good service and that these people showed up that you just decided to do something about it.
Keep thinking that we should still be thankful for that.
So it's not that's where the tipping fatigue is coming from, though. This is still here, but you say,
well,
stay at it.
Yeah. Look at the privilege you have living here, getting to actually go out and enjoy a great meal, and people bring it to you, and they serve it to you. Take care of them. How hard is that?
The report also found 47% tipped when they normally wouldn't because an iPad or tablet asked them to. 50% feel guilty if they're prompted to tip on a checkout screen and don't.
Forget guilty. Lose that. Lose that.
With 1 in 5 tipping less in 2023 due to the economy, it might be a time to rethink gratuity. 3 in 4 want to get rid of the tipped minimum wage, and 62% are willing to pay more to skip the tip.
Well, that's what's going to happen. You know, I mean, you've got to pay a server $18, $20 an hour at least to do that job. I mean, that's a butt buster when you're covering 10, 12 tables. Okay, then you got to pay for that. If you're not going to tip for it, you're going to have to, one way or another, you're going to pay for it.
Lester says, do you tip the clerk at the auto parts store? No, you don't. The only thing I'd say in defense of that is the auto parts store clerk is not being paid on a tipping wage.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sure they're making a little more than the less than minimum the service staff makes, which is, you know, it's a tipped exempt wage.
Are you feeling tipping fatigue, folks? That's my question for you. 701-271-1100. Kevin in Grand Forks, what's on your mind?
Well, speaking of the tipping culture, I mean, what about the delivery drivers who bring you, well, before the advent of DoorDash and Uber Eats and all that, the delivery driver who delivered your pizzas?
Yeah, always
tip them. I used to do that, and people would tip me regularly when I did that, but now it's become more of a bid for service, if you think about it, with regards to DoorDash, Uber Eats, and all of that.
Yeah, I always tip the pizza guy. DoorDash and whatnot, I don't order a lot from them, but they have a built-in delivery fee, right? So you're paying a delivery fee, which would make you less likely to give a tip, I'd guess, right?
Well, yeah, but just to give out a little bit of a secret, the fee that the drivers receive is next to nothing. So all the wear and tear on our vehicles, we're paying out of pocket from some way or another. But the fee that DoorDash and like Uber Eats and all of them pay you is a pittance compared to when you work for, say, Domino's, Papa John's, or Pizza Hut.
Right. Right.
Interesting.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because there's almost no hourly wage, except in states that have passed laws that make it so that they have to, like California with their Prop 22.
Yeah, that's right. Forgot about that one. Kevin, thank you. Good insight. Appreciate it. Texter says, don't blame the ask. If you ask for nothing in this world, you get it. It's a pretty good point, actually.
I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you can't blame somebody for saying. I mean,
a little sub for the effort.
Right, yeah. But, again, going back to my little survey here, 50% of folks feel guilty if they're prompted to tip on a checkout screen and don't. So I guess that's on them.
Hey, Labba.
Yeah. let's see here. Kenny in Fargo, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Kenny.
Hey, good morning, Scott and Kevin. How are you?
Good.
Great.
Two topics, if you allow me. Border and New York. Let's go border first, okay?
All right.
So, bittersweet day for our family today in that my son-in-law, the 817th Engineer Group, just shipped down to the border for, they say, a year, but their orders are for over 400 days, like 404 days, what have you. So we lose a family member. The sweet side is we gain a family member because at the exact same time my son-in-law enters Fort Bliss, my son is leaving Fort Bliss. He's with the 112th Aviation out of Bismarck, and they are bringing the birds back home. So they've been down there since last September. So I gain one, I lose one. And also,
well, thank them both for their service.
No kidding. Wow.
And thank you.
Yeah. You know, and those guys, you know, they can't say anything bad because that's their training, you know. But parents, I can talk, you know, so I can tell you it's so frustrating to know that these guys, you know, they're trained to protect and serve and you know, foreign and domestic enemies, and yet our president is forcing them to stand there and watch as these illegal aliens, and that's what they are, illegal aliens, come across the border. It just drives me nuts.
Yeah, it sure does. And, I mean, again, but for the National Guard from North Dakota and South Dakota and a few other states, the situation at the border would be even worse. But like you're saying, they're deploying down there to watch them come across.
It's criminal. They put them down there so they can watch the law be broken right in front of their eyes. And they can't do anything about it.
Yeah. Can't do anything about it. So, but, you know, we'll pray for them for the flight home and for my son-in-law down there. And we'll just keep in touch with them and everything will be good. So, topic two, if you got a moment, New York. You want to talk New York, Scott?
Yes, if you're talking about going to New York, I'd love to talk about that because I'm planning on it November 28th through December 2nd with a whole bunch of our listeners. Yeah, exactly right.
All right. Well, you and I have been there before. It's been, what, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 years we were down there. Had a great time. I'm going to tell everybody who's on the fence, go. All right? Because we got an email Friday. We want some information, and they told us there's only room for, this is a Friday, only room for 8 more couples. So
as of
this morning, there's only room for 7 more couples now.
Exactly right. And so as someone that's been on the trip, as someone that's been on the trip before, tell folks why they should go.
It's fast and furious, no doubt. If you look at the itinerary, I mean, we're up early and we get back late. But you see so many things you probably wouldn't see if you just went there on your own. And, you know, your trip allows us to get into places quicker and probably that we wouldn't normally do. So, I mean, it's a busy day, but you get such a flavor of New York all around, start to finish. You're with a group of people that are all like-minded thinking-wise. So I'll just say you got a whole busload of conservatives on there. We make great friends. We still have friends that we interact with on Facebook. Like I said, I think it's been 5 or 6, maybe even 7 years. You know, so some of the things we're going to see, we've seen before, but then there's going to be some new things you added to the trip. You know, I think I was one that shot you a message, hey, what about Gutfeld? So you got us on there. I'm not sure how we're going to work that out. But, you know, last time you surprised us with the Fighting Sioux at the Garden.
That's right. So, we were there when the UND hockey team was playing.
You're on the fence. Just go.
Well, Kenny, I appreciate that.
And the crazy thing is?
What is?
I would say the crazy thing is when we were at on Ellis Island, my wife and I were taking the back stairwell up to the second floor, and I ran into a high school classmate and his family that were in New York. Later, well, that day later, I think, we ended up at the Garden. We ran into, like, 4 other couples that either I knew or my wife knew that were there for the hockey game. You know? So, big city, small world. So,
yes,
definitely
that's for
fun.
Sure.
We felt safe. It was a great time. So, if you're on the fence, go.
And important comment there at the end, you feel safe. You, when you travel with a group, and we go everywhere in a big, nice motor coach with lots of room, but it's, you know, we also know where to go and where not to go. So my wife is, she's become an expert at this in finding all the great spots. So appreciate you saying that, Kenny. Looking forward to having you on.
All right. You just got, so we will see
all
you
right.
soon.
Kenny, and tell your son if when he's down in, is he going to Texas to the border, do you know? Is that where he's?
Well, my son-in-law, they all process through Fort Bliss, and then they get shipped off. I can't tell you where he's going, but then that's my son-in-law. My son is with the aviation unit, so they're bringing the birds back. They left today.
Gotcha, yep.
It's a 2-day trip. So I think there's 7 of them they'll land in Bismarck. And then they have to turn around and fly back down there to do the out-processing. So they'll fly back, and it takes several weeks for them to process out. So.
Again, give them our best, and
please
thanks.
Please do, Kenny. Thanks.
Thanks, Kenny.
You bet. I'll bet it is. Yep, absolutely. By the way, if you're wondering, hey, what's this New York trip all about anyway, you can go to our website. We have the itinerary there. It's not updated yet with the Gutfeld trip on there, but that's going to be the same day as Fox and Friends. We'll do Fox and Friends at Fox News Channel in the morning, and we'll do watch a taping of Gutfeld in the afternoon. So it is November 28th through December 2nd. As Kenny said, there is a limited number of seats still available, so last chance for you to take this in. Itinerary and details on the website. Just click on the little New York tab, or if you want to call direct and just get booked right now, call this number, 952-898-3478. 952-898-3478, extension 228. So, now you know what you need to know. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Some more of our comments on the tipping culture when we come back.
Ryan Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we will provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pucklett Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority. And that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
All right, last chance to weigh in here on the news of the day. What's on your mind? A second vote on the new Speaker of the House vacancy is about to get underway. They do this quorum call where they just see who's actually present, how many members of Congress are there, and then they proceed to the vote. They had the quorum vote for some time, but they're not starting the vote, which would lead me to believe that there's some arm twisting going on. But we'll wait and see. This will play out. Well, Charlie Kirk is on, and he'll no doubt give you an update on it. Hey, I want to tell you about Gateway Building Systems, the folks that really understand the success of your farm is dependent on storage. They're the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S. Brock solid bins, grain dryers, millwright services, towers, conveyors, and more. They do it all. It helps farmers customize their operations, and it's their mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed, clean, and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on their Brock solid bins, too. GatewayBuilding.com has all the details. GatewayBuilding.com. All right. A few of your comments by text, 701-237-1590 to get to here. You can also call us at 271-1100. Nero fiddled as Rome burned, text this listener. We have a quartet fiddling while the world burns. History often repeats itself. All right, thank you for that. On the tip debate we were touching on earlier today, what about where it asked for an amount of tip on DoorDash? You're saying the driver doesn't get it? That's what that guy said. Or what did he say, a very small percentage of it?
Yeah, the fee of it. Yeah, it's not as much as you'd think. But I think that comes with any app. It's like, you know, Uber or whatever. You include the tip on the app if, you know, no, it's easy to push no or whatever. But it's just in my DNA.
Yeah, so I'm curious, the DoorDash or any of them, Uber Eats, whatever.
Yeah.
If you're a driver and somebody buys a pizza and then there's a delivery fee / tip request, how much of that do you get? The earlier caller said a small percentage. I'd like to know just how they break it out. So let us know. Kind of an interesting topic. Regarding the tipping argument, says another listener, the argument is that servers only start at $2 or $3 an hour, so therefore we need to tip them. A lot of fast food places start their workers at closer to $10 an hour, and I've heard servers say, well, I only averaged $27 an hour last night, and they're mad because they didn't get more tips. I have a very hard time tipping, especially at fast food or pick-up-and-go places.
Well, servers are making more than that now. Servers are making $7.50 to, I don't know, probably $15. I mean, depending
without
on the restaurant.
Tip.
Without the tip.
Base
pay. Servers are making. They used to make, you know, we paid our servers, I think it was, I want to say it was $3.75, and that was 10 years ago. Plus, they'd kill on the tips, you know. But then they have to be, whether you take your tips in your tables or you pool your tips as a staff. That's another thing that is about, you know.
This listener says, we just tried to order Chinese last night. We were told that it was a $65 minimum order and a $15 delivery fee, and they suggested at least a $20 tip. We decided to pick it up.
I know. Yeah.
I don't blame you. What in the world?
Well, yeah. Good life costs money.
Another listener says, tipping while Minnesota pays minimum wage, North Dakota pays servers $4.85 an hour. So rules are different in Minnesota.
Yep.
That's for sure. Christy in Fargo wants to weigh in on this. Hi, Christy. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hey there, guys. I tip in cash. That way I always know either my waitress or my pizza deliver person has it. Leave it for the maid in the hotel room. I rarely leave it on the credit card slip because you never know where that money's going. And that way, if I leave a 5 or a 10 or a 20 or whatever, it gets to the person who's done the work and deserves it.
Yep.
Thanks.
Good rule of thumb. Christy, thank you for that. Appreciate it. Others welcome as well. Here's another.
I just brought up a wage of, you know, different wage things. The federal minimum is $213. But like Alaska, the minimum is $10.85. California, $15.50 for servers. They go down. And any place that's blank, Montana, Minnesota, they go with the $2.13 an hour.
I think where
that's the minimum cash.
I think where the tipping fatigue comes in is not from a server who's doing a bang up job taking care of you in a very busy restaurant. You want to reward them big time.
Yep.
And keep them coming back. I think it's if I go buy, a muffin at some coffee shop.
Yeah.
And I'm getting the tip thing.
Yeah.
Alms for the poor. But.
Yeah. No, I get it.
I guess I'd ask too. Because giving the.
There's a lot. I mean, Arizona, $10.85. Washington State, $15.74. Oregon, $14.20 an hour. I mean, those are minimums for servers. So, and, you know, in that case, that's pretty good jing to be slinging food. I mean, you know, so.
Another listener says, tipping, I usually tip 20% when I'm at a full-service restaurant, same with me, sometimes a little more even.
If you're in Minnesota, please tip tip big in Minnesota. They're only big of the two, whatever.
What do you mean?
Well, Minnesota's one of the states that goes by the federal minimum of $2.13 an hour. But Minnesota, most places in Minnesota, you can't get anybody. If you say, I'm going to hire you as a server for $2.30, you get laughed at. You know, so.
This listener saying, 20% when I'm at a full-service restaurant, if I'm picking up, faced with a computer request, tip, 5 to 10%.
There you go.
I agree with Kevin, says another, on tipping. Be grateful for the service. Yeah. Another listener says, we need a petrol server in Williston. Our gas stations are not up to the job, and I drool every time you talk about those specials.
Ken, let's go, buddy.
We'll pass that along to the growing team at PetroServe USA. Kevin's in for me tomorrow, friends. I'll see you again Friday. God bless, and thanks for listening to What's on Your Mind.
It's Scott Hill, and I talked to Mike Lundell today. He wanted me to convey to you his thanks for all the support for MyPillow and the employees in these tough economic times. Mike says, Scott, let's get back to listeners. We got deals on his most popular products. You've heard me talk about my slippers, $29.99 right now. They used to be $100. Giza sheets, MyPillow 2.0, and more. But great news, the MyPillow 6-pack towel sets are back in stock. Comes with 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, 2 washcloths, regular $80 for a limited time. 6-pack towel set, only $39.99 with the promo code SCOTT. Go to MyPillow.com now. Use promo code SCOTT. 50% off the MyPillow 6-pack towel sets. $39.99 a set. The deal won't last long. MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT for this special and many more. Or call 800-506-9028. Go to MyPillow.com now. 800-506-9028. Use promo code SCOTT. 50% off the MyPillow 6-pack towel sets. Go to MyPillow.com now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.